When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 163. How to Set a New Personal Record Every Day, Part 1, by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, like Ben Greenfield Fitness, Steve Pavlina, and many more, with their permission. And if there are any blogs you'd love to hear on the show, definitely suggest them at our site, oldpodcast.com. And if you didn't know already, there are 3 other podcasts where we read you blogs: Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, and the new one, Optimal Startup Daily. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to them in the same place you're hearing this show. Now, before I get into today's post, I'm going to embarrass my brother first. Justin, I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday today. Thank you for everything that you do to keep this show going. Thanks for being a great brother. And I apologize for embarrassing you on this show. I just hope you don't edit out this portion. I hope you have a wonderful day today, and I'll be seeing you later. All right, let's jump into today's post as we optimize your life. How to Set a New Personal Record Every Day, Part 1. By Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. When it comes to strength training, or even exercise in general, getting consistently better and increasing the challenge is the key to success. If you repeat the same workout day after day, month after month, your body will adapt and learn to become more efficient at that workout, burning less calories and making less progress. So, in order for us to continually force our bodies to adapt and grow stronger, we must consistently introduce a slightly increased challenge every day. So today, we're going to cover the science behind all of this and why setting a new record is important for your mental momentum and how you can set a new record every single day. Why doing the same thing over and over doesn't work. Normally, if you need to lose weight, you need to increase your energy expenditure. So you just, quote, move more, right? After all, aren't you taught that in order to lose weight, you need to move more and eat less? Believe it or not, moving more is a bit more complex than you'd think. As pointed out in the New York Times, exercising doesn't always lead to increased energy expenditure. Professor Ponser of Hunter College followed an incredibly active hunter-gatherer tribe and learned that they burned the same number of calories as a typical American, despite the differences in the amount of activity. Essentially, their bodies adapted to the stress and learn to burn less calories in other ways to increase efficiency. Quote, energy expenditure is consistent across a broad range of lifestyles and cultures. Of course, if we push our bodies hard enough, we can increase our energy expenditure, at least in the short term. But our bodies are complex, dynamic machines, shaped over millions of years of evolution in environments where resources were usually limited. Our bodies adapt to our daily routines and find ways to keep overall energy expenditure in check. End quote. So if you do 3 sets of 10 push-ups every day, your body will get really good at doing 3 sets of 10 push-ups, becoming more efficient, but not necessarily stronger each time. Just like killing rats or spiders in World of Warcraft becomes less and less lucrative as you level up, so too does doing the same routine over and over. For example, in order to level up in a game, you need to fight tougher bad guys. But in order to level up in the game of life, you need to increase the challenge of your workout. Understanding progressive overload. So we know that we can't do the exact same thing forever and expect to level up to 50. We need to challenge ourselves. Progressive overload is the term we use to describe this challenge. We are overloading our current capabilities, slowly but surely. As NSCA's Performance Training Journal explains, quote, "Without overload, there is no adaptation by the body. Neuromuscular adaptation occurs first, followed by increases in muscle and connective tissue, and then bone mass. Proper conditioning methods will lead to physiological advancement as well. Depending on the training goals, improvements in lactic acid tolerance, lactate threshold, maximum aerobic power, and a variety of cardiovascular functions could be the appropriate responses." End quote. So this is basically saying that our bodies will improve in all sorts of ways, from stronger muscles to an increased performance of your central nervous system. All of this is only possible through a stimulus, or what normal people call, doing something that's challenging. As we apply a stimulus, our bodies respond, making improvements in all of the above areas. So the solution is simple, right? Just increase the challenge of each exercise every day, forever. Level 50 in no time, right? Wrong. Unfortunately, linear progress can't go on forever. If you're familiar with the program Starting Strength or Strong Lifts, then you understand what linear progression is. The goal is to start each powerlifting exercise, like squats, with just the bar, and then add weight to the bar each time you work out. So the squat portion of your beginner workout would look something like workout 1, 3 sets of 5 reps of 45 pounds, which is the bar. Workout 2, 3 sets of 5 reps of 50 pounds. Workout 3, 3 sets of 5 reps of 55 pounds. Workout 4, 3 sets of 5 reps at 60 pounds. Workout 5, 3 sets of 5 reps at 65 pounds. And workout 6, 3 sets of 5 reps at 70 pounds. Although you're starting with a very light weight, you teach your body to adapt and perfect the squat movement. Then, each week, you're tacking on 5 more pounds. Doesn't seem like much, but if you're starting with the bar and adding 5 pounds per week, by the end of a year, you would be squatting 305 pounds. Now that's if you can maintain that pace. 305 pounds is a lot of weight. For reference, I would give my left leg to squat 305 pounds. Then I would regret the fact that I gave away a leg to squat more weight, but that's besides the point. When you follow a routine like this, you're going to be able to make very rapid increases in what you lift very quickly when you start out each and every week. For years, this is the plan I would follow: a rigid structure of sets and reps, and climbing slightly higher and higher over the course of months as I tried to increase my max lifts. The natural progression in these plans are great. Eventually, however, our newbie gains come to an end and our progress slows down. After that, we need to figure out a way to set a new personal record with each workout, when linear progress isn't so easy. Now I always leave my workout feeling like a lion, as I always set a new personal record with each workout. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "How to Set a New Personal Record Every Day" by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I'll wrap up this post tomorrow. It's amazing how our bodies can adapt, isn't it? Sometimes that adaptation serves us, serves our goals, and other times it doesn't seem to. When it comes to weightlifting or trying a new routine, it's kind of amazing how we see some of those results like right away. But as Steve mentioned, when we stick to that same routine, the body just becomes better and better at it. And so you don't end up burning as many calories, you won't build as much muscle, and so it becomes really frustrating. This is the same with weight management. Think about it. When you lose weight, sometimes when you first set that goal, that weight comes off really quickly, and then you plateau. The body starts to adapt. And just as Steve mentioned here, you've got to mix things up to surprise the body a bit so that you force it to adapt in new ways. The same thing goes for weight management. When you're losing weight and you hit a plateau, something that we as health professionals always recommend is mix it up. Change something, and chances are you're going to throw your body off and it will start to adapt in new ways. And before I leave you, a little reminder. If you like this show, you'll definitely love the other three podcasts in our family, Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, and Optimal Startup Daily. They're similar in that they read to you from popular blogs, but Optimal Living Daily focuses on habit building, productivity, minimalism, and personal development. And my brother hosts that one. My brother, whose birthday it is today. Optimal Finance Daily covers personal finance blogs, but not too technical, and is perfect for anyone looking for great ideas on how to spend less and save more. And then there's Optimal Startup Daily, which reads from some of the best entrepreneurial sites. We'd love it if you'd show some support for those shows too. You can simply search for them in the same place you're hearing this podcast, and do it for my brother. It's his birthday. Let it be your birthday gift to him. All right, that's it for today. Have a great Wednesday. Justin, have a wonderful birthday. We'll wrap up this post tomorrow, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.